that you cried out. I understand, Jim, that you cried out for one of the many parts in the Libero Theater's next production, Thunder Rock. Can you tell me something about how you came out in the tryout?
Well, now, I don't know. I was reading most of the evening, but I'll probably end up with some terrific part like radio voice backstage.
Do you consider yourself an artist like some of the other artists that we came across there the other night in the rehearsal room?
Well, if you mean, am I rather peculiar, yeah.
Peculiar in that way, Bob.
That'd be telling. Julie, do you like Dada? She says goodbye, Dada, I guess.
That must mean that she wants to sign off. I can see it does, because she's walking way over in the other direction. The Nordensons, when they made their record here a couple of weeks ago, spent some time discussing the vacation we had last summer. Can you tell us something about the trip to the Motherlode country that you enjoyed so much?
Well, yes, ma'am. Ghost towns are my fort. If there's anything which I adore, it's ghost towns. Volcano, so interesting. Remember Volcano?
I certainly do remember Volcano. I remember that you were more interested in the things that are dead and gone than you are in the large cities that are alive now. That was our chief point of pouring during our vacation, wasn't it?
Don't take that idea.